Welcome to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and this is the big gay quiz of the... I need my pen! And what a decade it has been. But before we get into that, I have two incredible teams in front of me. To my right, we have Sébastien Plante, the co-host of Can Queer. Sébastien, thank you for joining the show. This is your third today.
I was already here, yeah.
Yeah, you were here.
Yeah.
You're like a decoration.
I brought pickles.
You did bring pickles. Yeah. We also have joining Sébastien on his team is former roommate and non-practicing bisexual, Jess. How are you doing today?
I am very swell, thank you.
Thank you. I figured non-practicing is like when you're a Christian and don't go to church.
It's, yeah. You
know, we are thrilled to have two incredible folks from the Queers Questions and Cocktails podcast, including Bradley Turcotte, who apparently we've been friends for 7 years now. Yeah, I know. You just can't shake some things.
Did Facebook tell you that? It did.
And we're also joined by Sarah, who is a longtime guest of Queer's Question Cocktails and the most likely bookie's favorite to win this episode. So we'll see how it goes.
And also a practicing bisexual.
And a practicing bisexual. Well, 2010 through to the very end of 2019, we saw some not so cool things. Russia invaded the Ukraine. Somalia was a thing that continued to happen. The Arab Spring came and went, and Hong Kong protesters are, well, they're still protesting. Donald Trump was elected. I still drink myself to sleep to deal with that. Brexit happened and Britain decided that wasn't bad enough, so re-elected Boris Johnson. We saw some good news. Thatcher died, so that was a great piece. Fidel Castro, not so great Mandela, but swings and roundabouts. Trudeau won the 2015 election in a landslide. In Canada, the fires in Fort McMurray, floods left, right and centre, and tornadoes through Ottawa. Definitely quite a lot has happened. I feel like this has been the decade of middle-aged white women. We saw the invention of Instagram, Pinterest, and Tinder, and RuPaul went mainstream. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't sum up a middle-aged white woman, I don't quite know what does.
Don't forget Twilight.
You could call it the decade of the Karen.
Yes, 2010s brought to you by Karen.
I heard Karen.
And also recipes with too much information.
That's true. And the salads featured a lot this year as well. There was not in front of my salad. And then the cat that doesn't like the salad. It was a whole lot of salad-based memes. Now, we were told at a previous Big Gay Quiz of the Year that we weren't serious enough about some topics. And there are some things which are quite difficult to be funny about. I am talking about things like the Chechen purge, where the government tortured and possibly murdered many gay men. That led to the Canadian government secretly secreting Chechens out of Chechnya.
I don't think that's the right word, sorry. I'm making a joke now. Like
secreting, not secreting, secreting.
Thank you, Mr. Lingus.
There was a smudge on my paper, sorry, it does say. That was the 2016...
It's like a single tear rolled down his eye.
There was the 2016 Orlando massacre, and we saw an explosion in the use of PrEP and an explosion in the use of people recognizing the Me Too movement. So both things which are very difficult to make fun of or make light of in any way whatsoever. So I'm not going to. So, with all that being said... Do you have team names?
Butts.
Team Butts. We'll be Team B. You guys got an A word?
Team Alien Fan Fiction.
Let's go for it.
Once we get to QQC, we'll be QQCpod.com. That's the name.
Well, let's get to the first question. On June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage, legalizing it in 50 states.
Sorry, what's the protocol? Do we just, like, raise our hands?
Well, we have to wait until I finish the question.
No, but how do you answer the question?
On June 26, 2015, the Supreme Court of the U.S. struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage, legalizing it in all 50 states. and required states to honor out-of-state same-sex marriage licenses in the case of Obergefell versus Hodges. Can you name other countries that introduced marriage in the 2010s? Lots introduced same-sex partnerships, Bing. Civil unions. And you get half a point if it's European, a full point if it's not European. Because there are a lot of European countries that introduced marriage. So we have Team Alien Fanfic for the first one. What do you got?
We have Canada.
Well, no. Canada was before the 2010s.
That's like 2002 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Ding.
Can you cut that out?
Australia. Not the whole of Australia, but there was at least one territory.
Everywhere except for Western Australia.
Actually, it was the whole of Australia in 2017. They tried multiple times. Australia had a few goes at it before they got it right.
In Western Australia, they still can't adopt. That's what it
is. You get bonus points if you know the year that it was in.
2017.
Okay, well, that's 2 points for Alien Fanfic so far.
You told her the answer.
I know. Well, shush. Okay, anybody else? There are a lot of countries.
Japan discovered a legal loophole that allowed them to technically have same-sex marriage in 2014, 15, around there?
Just for our listeners, can you name other countries which introduced marriage in the 2010s? Not can you name countries that introduced legal loopholes?
Portugal. By record.
I mean, that's what it all is.
Yes, Portugal is one of them. Anybody else? There are a lot of these countries.
New Zealand? Do states count?
New Zealand is a full point. Well done.
Colombia.
Well, no. For the sake of our listeners, on June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage, legalizing it in all 50 states. Can you name other countries which introduced marriage in the 2010s?
Beirut.
United Kingdom.
Yes, and there's a couple of different options here. I will give you...
Ireland, last year.
Actually, I'm going to give you the bonus point for getting the Ireland there, but you are right in getting the UK, so you get another half point. Because the UK, England and Wales was 2013. Northern Ireland only had same-sex marriage in 2019.
Didn't TNT legalize marriage?
That's a grocery chain, isn't it?
Trinidad and Tobago. Okay. For the sake of our listeners, Trinidad and Tobago.
But it sounded like it said TNT, which is a grocery chain.
Yeah, TNT. Okay, no, but we're going to...
Cool people in the know call it TNT. Right.
Well, no, Trinidad and Tobago, the grocery chain, is not on my list. There are still a lot on here.
South Africa?
No, there is an Asian country, and it was quite famous.
Taiwan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the first one in in Asia. A lot of them are in South America.
Oh, really?
Uruguay.
Uruguay is one of the answers, and there's another South
Chile.
American. Nope,
Peru.
Not Chile. Nope. You just named
it. Argentina?
Is the other correct answer, yes.
Good call.
Patagonia.
Nope. So now there's
also not a country.
Belgium is the correct answer.
Ooh.
We're only left with Europeans now.
The Netherlands?
The Netherlands is also a correct answer. France also introduced, they took a while to get about it. 2013 was when they introduced the.
They had to argue about
it. I feel like you should close the question because we're just going to name random European countries.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty much doing.
So, Liechtenstein.
We have Iceland was the first in 2010, followed by Argentina 2010, Denmark 2012, New Zealand 2013,
Iceland.
Uruguay 2013, France 2013.
Do you mean France?
The Netherlands, the UK on and off, and then Belgium, Luxembourg, Portugal, Finland, Germany, and Malta all round out the list.
Too bad that Malta isn't the top of our list of countries to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where Epic Sax Guy came from.
All right, we're moving on to our next question. On June the 19th, 2017, gender identity and gender expression were added as protected grounds under the Canadian Human Rights Act. Finally. This brought to close decades of advocacy for the protection of trans Canadians. But what was the name of the bill before the one that was introduced by the Liberal government?
C-279.
I would have accepted two answers, Bill. C-279?
Because that one, C-279, got killed when I think Parliament got prorogued, and then the other one got killed because the lesbian senator was like, I think women should be included first, so I'm not accepting this yet.
So C279 passed second reading in the House of Commons and then was held up for over 2 years in the Canadian Senate by Conservative senators when it died on the table when the election was called. So you're absolutely right. I'm going to give you a bonus point. With Senator Platt, who held it up a lot in Finn.
No, but...
Was part of what held it up a lot in the Canadian
Senate. The lesbian senator made that comment, though, and I thought that was a pivotal comment that led people to vote against it.
I don't know all of the lesbian senators. There was actually one of my favorite comments ever. People thought that this bill, C-16, the Canadian government bill, would mean that if you misgendered somebody, you'd be thrown into jail. How very dare you for not using these terms that people are making up to identify themselves. Justin Trudeau made his historic apology to LGBT Canadians. This was part of his coast-to-coast apology tour, apologizing for lots of things. But can you remember what he apologized for? He gave a 10-15 minute speech, and then it was statement, apology, statement, apology, statement, apology. There's 12 options.
Bing.
12 options.
He apologized for 12 different things.
Okay, Bing. Yes. Was it drinking out of plastic bottles?
No. Weirdly enough.
Through a plastic straw.
That wasn't one of the things he apologized to LGBT Canadians for.
Gay purge.
I'd like to.
But it was cutlery, though. Wasn't it cutlery?
I will accept.
It was like he was giving shit.
Of the gay purge, which is number eight. It was the eighth thing that he apologized for.
Right, that falls under bottled water, for sure.
So other things that he has apologized for in this speech. Now, actually, this was one of the questions in last year's Big Gay Quiz of the Year. So those who were in the room last year could, yes.
The fruit machine?
That's the big
that
purge.
Was how they did the purge.
Okay.
Was it the military? Because the military purge and the civil service purge were two separate purges, strictly speaking.
But neither of them are things that specifically he apologized
for. Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Was it about being inarticulate and never keeping his promises?
No, weirdly, brownface also not on the list.
Oh. So is wearing inappropriate costumes on the list?
No, but okay. He does really like costumes. Mm-hmm. So at the same time,
To be fair, a lot of us like costumes. I just don't dress like a racist. When you know, I just choose costumes that are.
But you can't
racist.
You can dress like Trudeau.
Yeah. But you're not like canoeing in costume.
So one of the things he apologized was. Things we have done. It was one of the things.
I apologize for that all the time.
Absolutely.
That stuff I did that I can't remember.
Yeah. Conversion therapy.
Yeah. A lot of them did relate to the purge.
Underfunding services. Something to do with HIV. Dragging their heels on HIV and all those people died. And how the Ottawa paramedics used to refuse to serve gay men in the 90s.
Weirdly, he didn't mention that.
Oh, the blood. Blood donating. Yeah. Sorry.
Nope. That also didn't come up in the wide-ranging apology.
He didn't apologize for that?
He did apologize for how long the apology took.
Oh, I missed that.
Did he apologize for how long it took him to make the apology?
No, but that came out the day later when it was the apology.
I apologize for not having apologized sooner.
And then,
like, it's
like the sorry for being sorry. Exactly.
Yeah. They were sorry for not being sorry sooner.
Slow on being sorry.
And that's not Canadian at all.
We have a sorry bill, right? Like there's a
it should come out of your mouth automatically whether you mean it.
Just for our listeners' sake, the sorry law is if you say sorry, you're not admitting culpability in official apology.
Wait, and that's recent. Canada did that, is it not? Yeah. Like they're like, oh shoot, we have this like culture where you apologize all the time, so now we have to make a law about how that's the thing.
But I mean, I've been hit. Like, I remember getting hit by somebody's car once and apologizing to them for it. Like, they were clearly in the wrong. I got hit by their car, and I still apologize
for
it.
But the idea is that because you say sorry, it doesn't make you epilogue.
No, exactly.
Yeah, which is...
Like, walk into a lamppost and apologize to the lamppost.
What if it fell down the stairs?
No. That, weirdly, these aren't on here. For suppressing two-spirit values and beliefs, we apologize for that.
Why didn't we get that answer?
Residential schools, was that in there? Because
it's
not.
That was a different apology.
That was
a different one.
Okay, what are the other options?
Stripping of dignity and robbing of potential and treating like dangerous or indecent the various people who worked for the people in the Purge, for abusing the powers of the law and making criminals of citizens. There are 12. I won't go through all of them. It was unlikely you would guess them. But what this came out with
is... That's a great quiz.
I know.
I'm glad you put this together for us.
Yeah.
I wanted validation, but it's
you
fine.
You got one of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the only apology on that list that's an actual apology. Yeah.
Things we have done. You could have been really vague and still have...
I'm sorry for all the things.
Yeah. I'm really sad I missed that opportunity.
Yeah. It was really centered around the Purge. And it also was when they introduced the bill to expunge criminal records related to what were consensual sex acts. Canadian firsts. Kathleen Wynne was elected the Premier of Ontario, making her the first openly gay Premier of any province.
I was just going to yell dyke, but I guess that's not the answer.
But can you identify these other Canadian firsts? We have Anna Maranta, Gary Peterson, Audrey Gauthier, or Cale McKenzie. These are all people who achieved firsts.
What was the second
one of them is a first trans person to hold office in Quebec.
Oh, that's really specific.
But one of them, you're on the right track.
Joking. First openly trans person to hold office for.
I'll go with Cale.
The Senate. The Gauthier.
All right. Well, Cale McKenzie is appointed to the Provincial Court of Manitoba, becoming Canada's first out transgender judge.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So you're both not a Quebec parliamentarian.
Can we get like half a point each?
Half a point. You're just best.
It's because it's a more recent name, and somebody who would be of age to be on the court wouldn't have had a name that like that. You wouldn't have Cale, like somebody 30 or 40, it wouldn't have the name of Cale. It's very uncommon. It'd be very uncommon. Mm-hmm. Right?
Think of, like,
also, a trans person I used to work with went with Cale. Mm-hmm. That was their chosen name. So
it's a more recent name, right?
Like it's also very gender neutral. Like, mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know.
Someone like one of the first people to be clinically cured of HIV?
No, not in Canada anyway. So we have Anna Maranta, who is a lesbian. This will help maybe to, I don't know. We have Gary Peason, who is a gay man. And Audrey Gauthier, who is trans.
I know the name Gary Peterson. Did he survive the Bruce MacArthur killings or something?
No. The Right Reverend Dr. Gary Peason was elected moderator of the United Church of Canada.
Oh, I've interviewed him. That's how I know his name.
The first openly gay leader of a major Christian denomination in August of 2012. And one of Bradley's actual interviewees.
Yes, that I forgot.
So we're sorry, the Right Reverend Gary Peason, for that. So any ideas
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
Anna Maranta, a lesbian, is the hint that she's the first...
This is also religious, if that helps.
Oh.
The first minister.
First...
To burn a conservative at the stake.
First rabbi.
Is the right answer.
Oh.
In May 2010, Anna Maranta became...
You just made that up.
I did.
Because you were talking about Fiddler and Yentl before.
Oh.
Anna Maranta became the first lesbian rabbi to be privately ordained in Ottawa, Ontario. She serves the Glebe Minyan post-denomination Jewish renewal community.
Post-denomination?
That just leaves Audrey Gauthier, who was elected president of QP 4041, representing Air Transat flight attendants in Montreal.
Huh.
She thus became the first openly transgender person elected president of a union local chapter in Canada. So those were our Canadian firsts of 2010.
I didn't think there were any unions left.
Did you know any?
I actually am part of QP, I think it's 4,000?
I'm part of all the government workers are.
Yeah, no. I am.
I'm not.
This is the Ottawa Hospital, so yeah.
They're all getting torn down, man.
No. It's like the thing that keeps me... I'm like really happy with the fact that I'm unionized. But that's just an aside.
Because people aren't allowed to put masking tape on their walls unless you're there to watch them.
We're going to take a quick break. We're starting off with an anthem that really defined the early decade.
Was it Slave for You by Britney Spears?
No.
Oh my God, why is it not Slave for You?
It is Lady Gaga's Born This Way, and we'll be back
just
after this.
Oh my God, he was so close.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient,
welcome back to Can't Queer, home of Canada's queer media. This is the big gay quiz of the decade. I am joined by Alien Fanfic, which has Bradley and Sarah, and of course, The Butts, which is Sebastian and Jess. Now, our next question. So, in 2016, Pride Toronto marked 2 minutes of silence for the massacre at the Pulse nightclub, where 49 people were killed and 53 injured in the deadliest US terror attack since 9/11. Also being honored at Pride Toronto were Black Lives Matter. But during the parade, they conducted their now famous sit-in and issued a set of demands, leaving Pride Toronto with little choice but to agree. What were those demands?
Ding.
Oh.
Okay, we'll go to Bradley first.
That police are not allowed to march in the Pride Parade.
I will accept that. That was the removal of police floats, booths in all Pride marches, parades, and community spaces.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
To increase funding for POC events.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Pride events promoting POC communities.
More specific.
There was more than one request of that?
Yeah.
No, there's one for youth.
That was like 7 out of 10.
There's one for youth. There's okay. one for indigenous. I will accept. One for
Slow down. So commit to Black queer youth continued space, including funding and logistics support, is one of them. What was it? And you said an indigenous one.
For Two-Spirited. Two-Spirited spaces, because I remember they did have stuff in there about Two-Spirited spaces.
For education?
And events.
I'm talking about the list released on the day of the
Pride Parade. Oh, on the day of.
Yeah. I will also accept double funding for Black-O-Rama, specifically with ASL interpretation and headliner funding. So that was specifically funding for POC, which is partly what you mentioned.
Yeah.
Also, you're losing, so, you know, pity points.
Yay! Wasn't there something in there about an apology for silencing queer POC voices in Pride?
No, the apology isn't in there specifically. Any other ideas?
Audit Toronto Pride to try to get, to see if their policies are excluding people.
No, but there is one along that track. I'm not going to give you the point, but it was a commitment to increase representation among Pride Toronto staffing and hiring, prioritizing Black trans women, Black queer people, Indigenous folks, and others from vulnerable backgrounds. So we've done about 3 or 4 of the 9.
While this was happening, I was sitting on the Ottawa Pride Committee, and we were trying to attract
people were pooping their pants countrywide.
And we could not find anybody who would agree, and like, do we have to go and kidnap someone? Is that what we're going to do to get more representation on this committee? And the answer was, I guess we do. And that went poorly.
Generally, kidnappings do.
Well, we didn't do the kidnappings.
That was plan B.
That was plan B.
Plan B.
I'm a tall guy in a city of short guys, and a balaclava is not going to cover that up. So, yeah. Think about bring back the stage. There was a
stage that they canceled. And I make a commitment to increase community stages, including the reinstatement of the South Asian stage.
Yes, I remember that name.
Yes. Well done.
Yes.
And what else was there?
Well done. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
You're unlikely to guess the rest of them. There was the full and adequate funding for community stages, including logistical, technical, and personnel support, self-determination for all community spaces, allowing community full control over hiring, content, and the structure of their stages.
I didn't guess that because that was already true.
Well, with it, I mean, to varying degrees. A commitment to more Black, deaf, and hearing ASL interpreters for the festival. And then the last one was a public town hall organized in conjunction with groups from marginalized communities, including, but not limited to, Black Lives Matter Toronto, Blackness Yes, BQY, to be held 6 months from today, the time of the protest, to present a plan of action. So after this, the Pride Committee, they actually changed their mind about capitulating to all of the demands.
And then the protesters tried to sue them, and the courts are like,
The protesters were very annoyed that when they weren't over a barrel, they no longer agreed to all of the demands.
Yeah.
And they were rather surprised and shocked that Toronto Pride would make this drastic measure of changing their minds.
Well, it's like they just only gave in to them on the spot because they sucked the actual parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else
they said they held them up for about 20 to 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So they may have been stopped for 20, 30 minutes, but Toronto has a really long parade.
And it was a 3-hour delay or something.
At the other end, it's 3 hours because of how long it takes to get back up and running. Now,
see, ask a quiz question about general nerd stuff. And I got you there.
Yeah.
So what the folks of the Black Lives Matter movement and others interested in what happens here is they ran for office on the board of directors. They ran at the AGM and they changed the makeup of the board. What followed that in Toronto was a ban on the police participation in the parade. 2 years later, they posted a $700,000 deficit and flirted with bankruptcy before landing a fantastic grant to survey the entire country. A local festival is responsible for surveying the entire country on how people feel about the police. So we don't know how that was figured out, but I'm sure the Liberal government this year saw more pride parades and painted sidewalks than ever before, with Canada at one point accounting for 1 in 10 of all pride parades in the world.
Just like the number of gay men out of 10.
Exactly. We are the gay equivalent of pride parades, which is very gay. But do you know where has the most pride sidewalks? Bonus points for how many. I'm going to let the alien fanfic have a go first.
Halifax?
Is not the right answer.
It's either BC or Alberta, and it's a small town in like the Fraser Valley, and it was like a protest because City Hall wouldn't let them do their own sidewalk, so everybody just like painted the sidewalk in front of their house in protest. So there's like 30 or something like that rainbow sidewalks in this one like small town of like 200 people.
Abbotsford. I can't remember the name of it. Abbotsford.
It's not. The answer is Chilliwack, BC.
Chilliwack!
Which has,
hey, you were like,
at last count, has 16.
Oh, okay. School,
a whole bunch of people. The small town of Chilliwack currently leads with the largest number of sidewalks and actually have reached out to the Guinness Book of Records to see if they can get a nice shiny plaque to let people know. And you're right, absolutely right. They did this because the town of Chilliwack thought that having a pride sidewalk would be too divisive. So everyone just went to the local paint shop and did it anyway. Yes, exactly.
Sisters were doing it for themselves.
Absolutely. We're going to jump to another song before we move into television and movies.
I mean, it was BC. It could have been libertarian stubbornness. Like, you can't tell me what I can't do. Like,
yeah, no, that's like their whole vibe.
We're going to be playing Same Love by Macklemore, another iconic track of the decade.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other f***s behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
And I can't
and press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us, we have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change my heart, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Canada's queer media, and let's jump right into it. I'm joined by Alien Fanfic and Butts. This is the big gay quiz of the decade. What do you remember about what happened from the last 10 years? I struggle to remember what happened last night, but that's a different story.
Game of Thrones.
No.
Television, in what was easily the TV show of the decade, there was a, in television, for Game of Thrones, in what was easily the TV show of the decade, there was a campaign
lost
for HBO to embrace equality, specifically around nudity.
Right.
One scene certainly made up for it more than most. Who was the character who lay claim on the throne of the Seven Kingdoms and was very familiar with the Knight of Flowers?
John
very,
Snow.
Very, it very familiar.
Jones. I don't know then.
It was...
Looking at you, just, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
This might narrow it down. He did die.
It's
in,
the
in
house
Game
with
the
stag is
Peter
the
Dinklage?
Sigil. It was not Peter Dinklage. Who was the
why are you looking at me? I haven't watched it.
What? Am I the only one?
My friend bought me the season one DVD and I watched the first episode and sold it.
Sebastian, it's
only
you.
One out of four of you watched the biggest show of the decade.
And I can't remember his curly haired guy and like. And
Peter Dinklage.
No, not Peter Dinklage. And he had the Knights of the Rainbow Warriors, of whom Brienne of Tarth was one of them. I remember that.
I am going to give it to you because you do know who it is.
I know.
It is Renly of the House Baratheon.
Renly Baratheon.
First of his name, King of the Andals and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and
claimed
Protector of the Realm.
King,
I feel like you made up all those words.
No.
Loras Tyrell of Highgarden was his lover. The famous Knight
he
of
was
Flowers.
The Golden Knight, I believe.
The Golden Knight was the guy that killed... That was
Each of the knights had a color, and that's why they were the Rainbow Knights.
Hmm. In what's been called the golden age of television, there's been an explosion in stories and LGBT representation. With incredible hits like Looking, Pose, Will and Grace, and Please Like Me.
I can't believe the L word is not in that list.
Yeah.
Russell T. Davis, the mind behind the original Queer as Folk, released three dramas on three different platforms in 2015.
Cucumber?
What is the name... I will deduct points if you don't let me finish. What is the name of the food-themed series that were released?
Ding! Cucumber!
Cucumber! Alien fan.
No, come on!
Cucumber? Tofu, I think, was one of them. Cucumber, tofu, and... It was. They were all vegan. I remember that. For some reason,
oat milk.
Vegan. Mm. It's not oat milk.
Soybeans.
Soybean? No.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I'll give you a hint.
Eggplant?
The
aubergine.
The series were named after a scientific study on the male erection rated hardness scale.
Oh, by how different they are. Yeah, so it was cucumber zucchini.
It's not zucchini.
It's not aubergine.
No,
it's the firmness.
A tomato?
Nope.
If you squeeze a cucumber, that's as hard as a 20-year-old erection. Tofu is like the soft one, and the middle one,
a pepper,
was tomato.
You said that already.
No, it was
the correct answer is banana.
I said
sorry. I am gonna give it.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear you say.
I'm gonna give both of your point because.
Okay, I like that. I like the yeah. No, it's perfect.
It was banana. It actually goes tofu, peeled banana, peeled and cucumber banana.
Yeah.
In the scientific study on the bonus question. In Please Like Me, before Josh started dating Arnold, what was the name of the roommate he had a crush on?
Aloysius.
Ted. Tom. Mark.
No. It was Tom. No. Oh, he didn't have a crush on Tom. No, wait.
Benedict.
Michael.
Joe. He didn't have...
Ebenezer.
Oh. He didn't have a roommate before he was dating Arnold.
John?
Loganathan.
No, the correct answer Matthew. Is Patrick.
Oh my god.
You should give us a hand.
A bunch of
this question was really a throw you a bone question.
He was only in there for two episodes.
Oh.
There were a number of incredible movies out this decade, from Love, Simon, Blue is the Warmest Color, Call Me by Your Name, and Carol. One LGBT-themed film famously won an Oscar. But can you remember... which one? There are multiple answers.
Call Me By Your Name won an Oscar.
There's one answer I'm thinking of for Best Picture. And if you can tell me what the other ones
Dallas won. Dallas Buyers Club.
If you can tell me what they actually won an Oscar for, I'll give you the points
on that.
Dallas Buyers Club won Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Didn't Call Me By Your Name just win for the Best
screenplay.
Actor, but not...
Screenplay.
It was screenplay?
It was only...
Yep, yeah, that's correct.
Moonlight got an Oscar.
Best Picture. Moonlight is the one I'm... Not La La Land.
No, not La La Land.
Not La La Land.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
No. I haven't
there's
seen
There's
got to
be more
either.
Than that.
I just know that they won Oscar.
There's another one too.
The thing is, decade is really vague, and there's
actually
a lot of gay
La
stuff
La
that
La
happened.
Land did win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But
for
what
actress, Best Actress.
Is it Best Actress.
Emma Stone won Best Actress for La La Land.
Emma Stone isn't gay. This is a gay quiz.
Is it Best Score?
Was it Blue Velvet?
I will accept Best Score because Benj Pasek, who is gay... wrote the song City of Stars, which won an Oscar.
I know La La Land's a musical, so I'm just going to guess it was Score.
Jesus, I didn't know that was a guess. There are two more songs written by gay artists that also won Oscars this decade.
Let It Go. Sam
Smith?
Yes. That song that NPR described as, that's not going to win because it's a turd wrapped in hype, and then it won the Oscar for Best Song.
Bring Me to Church.
I will accept the soundtrack, title track for Spectre.
Yeah.
Which is.
What you just said.
I'm also. I was looking for Lady Gaga and Shallow as well as Call Me By Your Names, the screenplay which you mentioned, and Bohemian Rhapsody won for editing.
Hmm. How did.
The decade wouldn't have been the same without the rise of casual hookup apps. And the use of dating apps. They led to my relationship and many sleepless nights.
How come I'm not having any luck?
And more connected people than ever before. There have been serial killers and autocratic governments that have used it for deadly ends. But for millions of users, it's brought them closer to other people, possibly more than one.
Just geographically.
In 2011, Grindr was named the app of the year. It was launched in 2009. But can you put the following apps in order of release?
Oh my god.
So you're each going to take turns. We'll let Bats go first because they're losing. We have Jacked, Scruff, Hornet, Tinder, Growler, and Bloomed.
I've only heard of two of those.
Yeah. I can't remember all of those.
Is that from most recent to least recent?
Least recent. To most recent. Okay. Oldest, newest.
Okay.
Tinder, Hornet.
Now, Blued famously is actually incredibly popular in Asia.
Never heard
and
of it.
Most of the rest of the world. It has amongst the highest download rate of any LGBT app.
Okay, so can you... So, okay, Blued.
Growler.
Okay,
can I borrow the pen?
Tinder, Hornet, and Scruff, and Jack.
What do I have that's not there?
Blued, Growler, Hornet, Scruff, Jacked, and Grindr.
Tinder.
That's a lot.
So Hornet was after Tinder. I think it was before Hornet. So that'd be Growler, Scruff, Jacked, Hornet, Tinder, and then Blued.
Wrong. So
number one is Grindr.
Yeah, we're not including Grindr because I told you when that's released.
Okay.
Can I guess?
She said Growler second.
Oh, did you say Growler or Grindr?
Growler.
Oh, Growler. Okay.
Is that right?
Just keep going.
Well, no, that doesn't make any
sense. Growler is Growler is correct.
Okay. Tinder, Blued
is wrong. So we have Growler and Tinder.
Okay, Growler, Tinder, Scruff.
That's correct.
Hornet.
That is correct.
And then the last one, Blued.
Is correct.
And then Jacked would be the last one.
Absolutely. Well done. I need my pen back. So Jacked is actually a relatively recent release in the world of online dating apps. And Blued is unbelievably popular outside of North America. So if you're ever traveling, download Blued.
Well, I believe that North America is not like the epitome of everything.
The Americans are oblivious to things.
Well, yeah, there's other things outside.
None of them have multilingual support. None of them are clearly established in Europe.
But that makes sense.
Speak more than one language.
Oh, Europe, that makes
sense. But even Tinder or something doesn't. So in Ottawa or somewhere like that, it's harder to be like, okay, I only want people who speak English or French, because if you don't speak the other language.
Whilst we discuss what our mums should and shouldn't know, this is me from the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman, another anthemic anthem of the last decade.
It's just an anthemic anthem is just an anthem.
It's an anthemic anthem of the last decade.
Sounds like you're doubling down on adjectives.
And we'll be back.
Are we
just
secreting
these
songs?
To the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Wanna cut me down? I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown a mound. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. This has been the big gay quiz of the decade, and it'll take me about that long to recover from what's been going on here. Eurovision is a mainstay. No. Eurovision is a mainstay of Cannes Queer. So we've looked at the last 10 years of the stage invasions, the glitz, and the sometimes, if not often, lack of glamour. My question for you, this is the last question of the evening. In 2015, the Eurovision Song Contest introduced anti-booing technology due to the expectation of booing. In fact, it was so bad, it reduced one contestant to tears. Who were they, and why were they crying?
Baby Spice.
Got the right answer.
2015? This is a gap for me. I haven't seen 2015 since 2015.
Conchita Wurst? Was it Conchita Wurst?
That was...
She was the winner that year.
Yeah.
I could still be right.
If she was crying, she was crying because she won, not because of the booing.
Was it Conchita Wurst?
That was... No, she
That's
didn't.
That's all I got.
That's not... I'm sorry. That wasn't related
That's
to the booing.
That's all I got. Wait, who was that...
I don't know. I don't know media.
Was it Sandstorm people?
Literally,
Darude?
I only Darude? Watched. Was what it was it? 2016.
Darude performed in 2019.
Yeah,
In Israel.
That's all.
So
I
there
know.
Was there was a at one point there was a petition to get Sandstorm to be changed, the national anthem of the states to be changed to Darude Sandstorm, and I signed that petition because I just couldn't wait for that to happen.
That would be pretty.
That's all I know about.
That sounds like a good use of petitioning.
Yep.
So I will tell you this: the reason why I mentioned at the start of the show.
Ooh.
Throwback Thursday.
Were any of us listening to you?
No.
Were our eyes pointing at you at that time?
No. Aww. We're all glazed over.
Looking at the food.
Yeah. Thinking back now, it's debatable.
Well, you're not going to get it. The correct answer was Russia got booed during each performance. They also got booed whenever anyone mentioned the word Russia.
Wasn't that the year when it was the old ladies baking bread?
No. Wait, was that Crimea?
It was the year after they invaded the Crimea.
Yeah.
Apparently Europeans aren't keen when
you
invade.
Do I get half a point for knowing that's why?
Well, no, because I had to spell it out to you.
I just like.
But I do remember there was that year when Russia just sent a bunch of old ladies to bake bread on stage.
So that was 2015. Russia got booed also when they announced the awards, and if anyone gave them any points, they also got booed. There was a lot of booing involved. Not that you heard any, on account of the anti-booing technology. During the short break there, we had
that
people
mean?
Were. Well, obviously, it means that you can't hear it.
It's like white noise, probably like a white noise.
But is it just like little trained frogs come out and shoot with a squirt gun?
That's exactly
what
happens.
They just do like
happens.
A high-pitched noise that said,
it's teeny tiny white ghosts that take the booze away.
Yeah.
In 2017, Russia actually pulled their contestant as she had performed in the Russian annex Crimea in contravention of Ukrainian law. It is relevant because it was actually being hosted in Ukraine, which is the bit that Russia had previously invaded.
Mm.
So may have been a good idea to not be there.
Yeah.
On account of that. And that is
why,
all we have time for.
Yeah, why it's political, Eurovision?
Is
Eurovision political?
Oh my God.
It can be.
Yeah.
There is... there
just
have been
asking.
Countries. Actually, there was an instance where the government of Iran got annoyed at Azerbaijan for hosting a gay pride parade when actually they were hosting Eurovision. These things do get mixed up.
I can see why they're the same.
Yeah, they're easily confused.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have reached the end of the big gay quiz of the decade. Did you win points? Did you know some of the answers that our contestants here did not know, which would
most
honestly
likely, yes.
wouldn't take much?
I'd have a high bet of yes.
So who won?
Who won?
Team Butts, we have Jess, the non-practicing bisexual, and Sebastian, the non-practicing. So they have 12 and a half points.
No, are you saying he's the practicing gay? I'm the non-practicing.
I'm still in my room practicing all the time. You have to actually go out
and that's
know,
good. That's
exercise.
How you become better.
Yeah.
So Team Alien Fanfic, however, wins. Just the shock on your face when you thought it was Team Butts. They win with 17 points.
Wait, so how many points did Team Butts get?
You are 12 and a
oh,
half.
Oh my goodness. Well, so cool.
Well done, you.
Fail upward every time.
Well, that's my career history.
That is all we have time for. We'll be back next week, back to our typical schedule of discussing the biggest news facing LGBT communities across.
Yes, Bradley?
Can I plug my show before?
Sure, absolutely.
Please check us out at qqcpod.com.
That's Queers, Questions, and Cocktails, for those who aren't aware. Links will be provided on our website, canonqueer.news, as well as on your site,
qqcpod.com.
qqcpod.com, both of which can be found on Spotify and other providers of good podcasts. I have been Luke Smith.
I have been Sebastian.
I'm also Jess.
I'm Sarah Duff.
Bradley.
And we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes a breath before we get a little bit closer.
Can you come a little closer?